The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. All right. Well, it begins the new year, Connor Mahoney. And I was wondering if you want to share the listening audience before we get some really good questions I'm sure you'll get this week. What are your resolutions?
I never really made a list at all. But, I have a knack for that Guinness. So I decided I'm not going to drink until St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
No Guinness until St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't know you were drinking Guinness. All right, well, that's good. I mean, I know, being involved in sports over the years, you probably have a lot of fitness goals and so forth.
Right.
Of course, we have business goals and all that stuff. And, you know, I always kid around like, hey, what's your New Year's resolution? And I'm like, oh, to be resolute. Like, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. It's part of resolution. It's like part of the word. I do want to share with our listening audience before we get to the questions, one of which I made last year, which I'm going to make again this year because it actually worked. Some of them worked, some didn't work. And one was to actually read a book every week. Now, quite frankly, I didn't get to read every single week a book. It worked out to about 40 books, but still pretty happy. Again, it's some things like The Office, that sitcom, just kind of behind the scenes, to as serious as Fearless, which was a book about Navy SEALs, to 5 Days in November, which is about the assassination of JFK. So, you know, I kind of go up and down, kind of reads kind of just easy reading books, and then I get a book which kind of slams you, so to speak. And I hope to keep onto that in 2025 to find a whole bunch of books that I look forward to reading. So that's my goal that I'll share anyway with the listening audience. Still the goals I have, which I just kind of keep to myself.
Right.
All right. Well, one of the goals we have of today's program in the new year, 2025, Connor Mahoney, is questions and answers. And hopefully we have the best answers. The questions we hope, you know, relate to you driving in this morning or you're listening at home. Hopefully these questions resonate with you and hopefully we give you some good answers.
Right. Yeah. So this is going to be probably, you know, a very New Year's based episode. And a lot of the questions revolve around that, of course. So what's the market outlook for 2025, do you think?
I think there's quite a bit of optimism. The outlook looks to be that the Federal Reserve has already shared with us probably 2 rate cuts in 2025. Of course, that could change, data dependent. At the end of the day, it really depends on the environment and what are the headwinds and what are the tailwinds. And at the moment, there seems to be more tailwinds than headwinds and why there is this optimism going into 2025, you know, starting with the President of the United States, which, you know, plans to be more business friendly than the previous administration, less regulation. Companies looking forward to that, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. They're used to doing that, but some of the stuff was overreach and overboard. And then on top of that, I would say, there's still going to be a lot of money being spent in AI, artificial intelligence, quantitative robotics, quantitative computing, all that kind of good stuff, which will allow for a lot of investment and so forth. And then you couple that with companies' earnings. So that's the biggest key, I would say, this year. And we won't know a lot. December 31st just ended. Several weeks into January, we'll start getting the reports for December 31st. Rearview mirror, what they did in the fourth quarter 2024, but then the guidance going forward, if they expect a strong 2025. So I would say check in a few weeks when we get those reports, and we'll probably have a better footing as to which way we think the market could go. But my suspicion is that despite some bumps and bruises and volatility, we do have more tailwinds than headwinds.
Yeah, no, I still think we could have some upside. It's hard to, we've talked about this before, in private, not on the our shows, but it's kind of tough where, we had 2 years with 20%+ returns, to see us having like another huge year, maybe get more muted returns. We know that quarter one could be tricky, if we follow the historical cycle of kind of how the market acts in elections and different, like economic periods, that this first quarter could be tough, and we probably are seeing pullback even on the day we're recording this, and we're seeing, the market's a little yucky here. Not actually too shocked about that. So yeah, I think there's still optimism, but it's hard to see like, hey, we could have a 20% year. That's really a rare feat actually in this case. So we're trying to set people's expectations in some way. That could be pretty much out of the cards in our opinion to have a huge year of upside.
Like, it's very possible that we had a Santa Claus rally, which was Christmas Eve. The market went up quite a bit. But since that time, I was kind of kidding around calling it the Great Grinchity Grinch Trick, because since that point, December 24th, which is Christmas Eve, thereafter Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and then now, 5 trading days lower. And I say Grinchity Grinch trick, kind of having fun with the words and the time of the season. But if you're an investor, it really wasn't something that anyone planned for. And to your point about, 20% now back-to-back years using the S&P 500, the Dow was less than that. But the S&P 500 has been 3 years in a row, only three times in its history. Its history started back in 1926 or 1927, I believe. So that's a long time. So again, doesn't mean it can't go up 20%, doesn't mean it will or won't. Just that there's not a lot of good history, or a lot of history where that's very easy to, again, think about all those years, 1927, almost 100 years. It's only happened three times so far to see a three-peat. We haven't heard that in a while, since I guess Chicago Bulls, or I don't know, what's the team that's done a three-peat?
The Yankees?
No, they haven't done a
three-peat.
No,
they're two.
Oh, Patriots. Did Patriots get three in a row? I don't know. Anyway,
probably.
So but asking
Kansas
Mark
City
to do
is
a three-peat would be pretty difficult nonetheless.
Yeah.
And we'll be back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management has an exclusive free book offer for WHUD listeners right now.
Headlines continue to talk about inflation and higher gas prices, war, elections. How prepared are you? Have you looked into this? Do you need more information? If so, call for a free copy of Ken's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. The first 20 callers at 845-371-0101 will get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. This is the last call for the book. This book will walk you through step-by-step to help you achieve your goals, even in a period of high inflation and nagging headlines. Each chapter builds on another and puts you and your loved ones in a better position. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. So for the first 20 callers, you get the book for free. Call 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. 10 Things to Do Before You Retire from Ken Mahoney, 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have, like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of. We put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. Unless it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we're discussing three-peats. Connor, have you thought of any three-peats with the sports team?
I was thinking the Kansas City Chiefs could do it in February.
Oh, very good. That's right. 2 years under Andy Reid. Seems like a great guy, by the way. Seems like just a player's coach and knows the game well. And Patrick Mahomes, he's like the Houdini guy out there. So, okay, so make it. Hey, whoa, listen. If they get a three-peat, maybe some investors are going to start thinking there'll be a three-peat in the market. Well, you know how that goes.
Oh.
They're always like trying to find those correlations, right? If NFC team wins, then something's going to happen. Or if the AFC team wins, then it's going to be a good year or a bad year. There's no correlation, by the way. But again, there's everyone always trying to get an edge on the market using whatever, sometimes the weather. And in this case, AFC versus NFC team winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Hard to find correlation. Yeah. It's a little arbitrary.
You know, it's kind of funny. We all know, well, most of us know there's something called the Farmer's Almanac that's out there. My dad used to, grandpa, as you would call him, always had this Farmer's Almanac. Very interesting stuff about, you know, how much rain in the month of August and what's the record and record temperatures of different days and all that stuff. Well, you know, there's something called the Stock Market Almanac that follows these type of things, like the Santa Claus rally, which unfortunately did not materialize, and also follows some of the things that we're talking about here. But there is a stock market almanac. It's been Yale Hirsch started it. Now his son's taking over, Jeff. And I met Jeff a few weeks back. Geez, he probably started this back in the 1970s or 80s, but very interesting stuff again. And there was a chapter about AFC and NFC teams winning or losing and the outcome of the other. Yeah, so yeah, we don't make those type of predictions with our clients based on which team wins the Super Bowl. By the way, the flip of a coin of a Super Bowl, as you know, Connor, is a multi-billion-dollar bet there. I mean, it's like they bet everything in the Super Bowl and including the coin toss.
I know. My gosh. Crazy. Sports betting is a little...
Not who's winning or losing. That's enough for some of these people betting they should be betting.
Yeah.
Betting on a coin flip.
People, you can bet like if the first pitch of a game will be a strike or how hard it is. They're going crazy with this stuff now.
They are going crazy. All right. Let's jump to another question.
Sure. Okay. So how might Trump's plans, you know, the inauguration is in a few weeks, and policies affect the economy?
All right, I'm going to throw that back to you. You could start on that one, and I'll come up after you.
Yeah. I guess the big thing that I've been hearing about, just reading different stuff, we do a lot of research here, is the tariffs. And if those go into place, kind of how the hot potato gets passed along for those costs that might be incurred. So I thought that was one interesting thing. It's hard to say. If a lot of this stuff doesn't get implemented, then we'll have, you know, similar economic policies and economic conditions as we have now. So I guess that's a big thing too, is if it depends if any of this actually gets put into place or not. So that's kind of where I sit. It's hard to say until things actually start getting moving. We'll see the effects. But I do think that's an interesting thing to look at. I think he's going to go for growth and less business regulation and like crypto fly wild. And it's maybe a more business friendly environment, but that could also lead to inflation in some way. And actually lead to our next question, which we'll get to, but that's kind of my take. It's going to be growth hopefully, but it's going to be a double-edged sword. We'll have to see how it ends up.
Right. It is. It's not just a total layup, though. This new administration, you say old, new, I'm not sure how to say it coming back. And I think about, you know, tariffs, you're right. It's a kind of a boomerang and it impacts consumers. Now, hopefully the use of tariff is really more in disguise as leverage and trying to get a better trade deal. That would work pretty well. But again, if it does go down a tariff road, you know, it's like a boomerang. You throw it out, it comes back and it lands on consumers' laps as a higher price, which would not be cool. I also think there's just too many things happening at once. Again, I like change sometimes, but sometimes I think there's a lot of change. And liking it to, if you remember watched National Geographic or Omaha, what was that called? I forget. You don't remember that TV show, Connor? Mutual of Omaha. Anyway, you would see the snake eating its prey, and you see this big basketball inside the snake. You ever see that?
Yes.
That's
great.
What reminds me of a little kind of analogy here, where we are. There's so many things this administration is trying to chew on. It's this big. It's like a long snake and this big basketball in the middle trying to digest all of it. And the market's not going to like so many cross currents at once, probably. Mm. Tax cuts is definitely positive for the investor community. They like that, and for other areas as well too. But you were kind of alluding to it in your answer to this, is that, you know, what if we do have a lot of growth? What if, which is a good thing, you know, then we have lower unemployment and all those kind of good things. But it could tip the scale of inflation if we have too much good growth, so to speak. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but that's one of the concerns. So again, you wrap it all up together, some tailwinds, like we said before, some headwinds, like we said before. The ultimate will be where the Federal Reserve is going to be this year, and also where earnings are. If earnings, this environment's going to be strong enough for earnings, even though we're digesting this thing, or the snake is, in the analogy, digesting that, and even though there'll be a lot of things happening all at once, it still is favorable for business.
Yeah, certainly. Okay.
All right.
So, move on to the next one.
Yeah, wow, you've been pretty active there.
Yeah.
New Year's edition, like that, 2025.
New Year's edition.
I just got used to writing 2024 on my checks, Connor. So, checks. What about bill pay, Dad? Well, here we are.
There you go. So, what might be the hot sectors this year in the market?
Well, you know what? That's such a great question. We're going to do that right after the break.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable, and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern Charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we kind of teased you, and the question was, what's going to be the hottest sectors in 2025? I think AI is still going to have a carryover, artificial intelligence, all that investing, chips that are going into these service centers. That's not going to stop. Again, I know companies like Microsoft try and buy as much as they can. I think something you're going to hear about, like you did early last year, and then it kind of caught on, was AI. I think you're going to hear early this year, quantitative computing, which is really an interesting—
That was going to be my answer too.
Yeah, well, yeah. And because if you think about the computers that we have, which I have in front of me right now, they're binary, meaning 0101, 0101, 0101, right? That, but these new engineers come up and created almost that, it almost looks like a, gosh, what did I call it? Like a, When you come into a house, you see like a light fixture above, let's say.
Chandelier?
That's what some of these computers look like.
Oh my gosh. You should look that up.
So I did some YouTube, but anyway, you're going to hear a lot about quantitative computing. It's going to be a very volatile area. There's going to be winners. There's going to be losers in that sector. But you're going to hear a lot about that. I think you're also going to hear a lot about military companies, defense companies. I think you're going to hear a lot about pharmaceutical companies, but not in the right way. I think there's going to be a target over them and target our food companies. But again, I think the leaders are going to be kind of leaders from 24, which is technology. But I think we're also going to see some quantitative computing. And you said that you thought quantitative computing would be pretty big here in this year as well.
I think we started to see some of them perk up at the end of last year. It's funny. I think we made the joke like, market already moved on from AI and is on to quantum computing. And then
what comes
after that? I don't know. It'll be on to that. So we've seen a lot of these, and very speculative because they don't actually make any money yet. These small little stocks kind of ramping up, you know, from like 200 million market cap to a billion in the matter of a couple of weeks, just because it's the hot sector and the market just wants to be ahead. The other one you didn't say that I like is nuclear. We saw that, you know, Microsoft, Amazon, and there's one more, Meta. I think they invested in these nuclear companies, and they're trying to, I think that old Three Mile Island site Microsoft bought to power their data centers, and also just they see as a renewable source. This is also not just for the data centers, but just in general. I just think nuclear can make its way back around. There's something called, I did a little bit of research on this, so I can go on about this for a little bit, but SMRs, it's a small modular reactor. It's basically like a nuclear power plant that can be moved, and they're smaller, so they are easier to build and less costs, and that could be a really, really interesting space.
Great research, by
there's
the way.
Been some, there's been some stocks that have popped up here that could be major winners, we believe, at some point. And yeah, so quantum computing and nuclear, I think, are going to be two very, very interesting sectors. We've already seen these stocks make moves. The market wants to be, you know, 3 years ahead of what the actual future probably is going to be. The market's like some crazy like discounting mechanism, you know. So people are like, whoa, why is the stock, you know, $100 billion market cap when it has no revenue? Which is a good question and a fair question. But that's why. It's because they think the future of this is legit.
Again, great research there. And look, if we're going to have these data centers and so much more computing, we're going to need more in the electric grid. And again, the nuclear, no one really talks about it, but the last several months, because again, you think nuclear and you think about accidents and this kind of thing, but now with new technology, again, we're not promoting nuclear or we're just kind of saying, hey, you know what, if you think about Wayne Gretzky, and this is really interesting, Wayne Gretzky still set the record for as many goals as he scored. And they asked him, like, how is it that he scored all these goals? He said, well, I'm not where the puck is, I'm where the puck is going. And I think investors have always done that in the markets. Okay, so where's the puck going? Well, it's going to, you know, quantitative computing, like faster computing. It's going to artificial intelligence, setting up data centers. Great. So you got all those type of things going, but you need a plug in somewhere, right? Electric cars is going to be a more taxing on the grid that we have already. So I always think of that Wayne Gretzky and the market very similar. Like it's same thing. It's not where the puck is, it's where the puck is going. And the puck is going definitely towards, we believe, quantum computing, nuclear, as Connor mentioned, and a whole bunch of others. Hey, look, we got time for one more question, looks like.
Okay. Well, this one, let's see. is it possible we see interest rates move back up this year?
So Fed Chair spoke probably about 2 weeks ago. And the concern is that inflation is sticky. It's still around the 2.7, 2.8%. Yeah. And, you know, we have to see if the data comes in, but you know, be careful what you wish for. People want a whole bunch of rate cuts. I'm like, okay, well, if that happens, it's accompanied by a slower economic activity. We don't want that. On the other hand, we don't want to go too hot either. We want Goldilocks. But if it's too hot, what's going to happen towards the next, you know, towards the end of the year? You're right, man. If maybe the Fed starts raising rates, egads. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's what's inflation thing is a little sketch, and I think I feel like we should probably stop getting too excited about the rate cuts. because it doesn't really even make sense after a certain amount of time when the economy is doing okay. Keep cutting rates, we're going to let inflation go loose again. You could get a nasty bear market, which no one wants, and bad inflation, which no one wants either. Right. So those two things, you know, we got to avoid that.
Definitely maybe be keeping restrictive makes sense. Of us. Yeah, great opportunities that we share with you. There's also, of course, some headwinds, which is true for any year. Hope you enjoyed our New Year's Eve special. And from all of us, Mahoney Asset Management, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous new year.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.